Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Nerdy Notions with Sasha Kaplan.
Hello, on what is actually a pretty hot yet nice day outside, I am Sasha Kaplan, the torturer of, various evil things. I mean, if you read my anonymous hate mail, I sound like Satan incarnate himself.
So you're the reason why when I ordered two small sodas, Wendy's sent me two larges instead?
That doesn't sound like a bad thing. Were you charged for the large sodas?
No. But I'm afraid of getting diabetes at this point now, because it's like
nobody said you had to drink them all. That's on you.
Hey,
I have nothing to do with that.
At the time of this recording, the season 5 of Rick and Morty debuts tonight. And I wanted to try the Rick and Morty flavors from Wendy's, and I only wanted smalls because I didn't want a lot, because in case I hated them. Thanks, Wendy's.
At the very least, you weren't charged for them. Anyway, but we're not here to talk about Mike's problems with Wendy's or how evil I am or not. Today, we're here to talk about the second episode of Loki. And I don't know. So far, my general thoughts on Loki is that it's interesting. But it sort of feels so far like it's more about the TVA than it is about Loki. And that'll probably change as the show goes on. But that's sort of the thought I was left with ultimately after this episode. Is like, yeah, it doesn't quite feel like a Loki show. It feels like the TVA show starring Loki. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the same time, you're like, we just got introduced to the TVA last week.
True.
And anyone who doesn't read the comics and doesn't know about the TVA very well, this is a good way to continue to build up the TVA and give it more history. So that way, moving forward, you can more, and we'll get to it at the end of the episode, it'll put more focus on Loki and what will come up because, I'm not going to say it because we're not at that point yet.
Well, we shall see. But this episode starts at the Renaissance Festival. And I actually had that legit reaction. I'm like, oh, the Renaissance! And then you see the date, festival!
You see the location. It's Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 1985. And yep. I'm like, oh, right, it's the Ren Faire. But this is a year before I was born. This makes me feel horrible.
It's kind of funny because they sort of trick you and think like, oh, they're at the Renaissance, and then it's not the Renaissance, which is actually brilliant, and I really like the fake out.
But it also does is that it establishes something that they do a little later on in the episode too, and mm-hmm. I like how they do that a little bit of establishing there. Mm-hmm. So
all right, so we see the TVA agents have arrived to the Renaissance Festival amidst some intense music. And they go into a circus tent as I Need a Hero plays. And basically one of the commanders ends up getting mind controlled and is being controlled by the variant and sort of takes out all of the other guys. And there's like a trap door, and our variant ends up taking the time travel device and dragging the TVA agent into the time portal shenanigans. Loki argues with Miss Minutes as he's learning the ways of the TVA and protocol. That was kind of funny, actually, especially when he tried to swat her.
I actually enjoy the back and forth between Miss TV and
Miss Minutes.
Miss Minutes and Loki. I thought that was kind of adorable because it's like, come on, Loki, you need to learn this stuff. It's like, go away.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, and it's nice to, and it's funny because she's not just a cartoon in a like infomercial. She's actually like a living being, sort of, that happens to be cartoonish.
I like the 50s, 60s cartoon style too. I really do.
It does sort of remind me of those like old like 60s cartoons that were just like music and shenanigans happening without any voiceovers. There's some really nice vibes. And actually, like, the TVA's entire aesthetic is very much like 60s, 70s. From the way that the people dress to the technology. So it has a very sort of like, I want to say like maybe like a slight diesel punkish. Maybe it's the wrong kind of punk, but something later than deco punk. So maybe it's like diesel punk or nuclear punk a little bit, like not nuclear punk, like little hints of various punk styles. So Loki got a suit and he's actually out of the, you know, the prisoner jumpsuit.
And on his back, it says variant.
Yep. And then it's like, which Loki is which? And we have Loki suggests that this is an inferior Loki that is the variant, whereas everybody else is like, no, this is the better Loki. And agent, what was her name? The other agent that doesn't like Loki is like, ugh, we're really bringing him. So they go to the same Ren Faire. And I guess because of the way the timeline works and because this is a variant timeline and whatnot, that is like branching off, they can't like go back. They can't arrive before the events occurred that caused the variation. They have to arrive into the variant timeline as it's happening, because then the structure of the timeline, blah, 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 fragile reality, blah, 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 which I'm guessing is hinting at what will happen at the end of the season. Loki does a Professor Loki thing, which was kind of funny. And he's their expert being brought in. But there's something, Mobius keeps hinting that there's a possibility that if Loki's a good enough boy, he'll get to meet with the timekeepers. But no one seems to have been actually seeing the timekeepers, which makes me wonder if they even exist anymore. Because we keep seeing images of them, right? And in the like judge lady's office, she talks about them. And she says that she hears from them, that they're very busy. But are they actually there? They probably are, but it just it's funny how we have not seen them, which is interesting.
You gotta keep some mystery.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, like... Well, we'll get to my wonderings at the end. It is so obvious when they're at the tent that Loki's just, like, very cleverly bullshitting them. And it's just like the way his tone shifts just a little bit that you know that like, oh yeah, he's full of crap now. But yeah, then Mobius, after all of this happens, and Mobius really has Loki down pegged, like he doesn't really believe, like he doesn't fall for Loki's tricks. Loki ends up doing research to try to figure out where the other Loki is hiding. While Mobius talks to the boss lady, and it doesn't really go anywhere. It's more of like, yeah, so I'm using Loki. And she's like, are you sure this is a good idea? Yeah, I think this is a good idea. Please put your glass on the coaster and not on the coaster. It's I think an important conversation because she still has reservations and it's very clear that she's the boss. But he's also like the best analyst. And it's interesting though, because a lot of the agents have like C-130, B-20, like they have letter number designations, right? The field agents. But Mobius has an actual name.
Isn't it like Mobius v. Mobius?
Yeah.
And the judge lady, hold on, I actually just had this up.
Makes me wonder if he's a variant himself that just like decided to work for the TVA.
So the judge lady, she's actually Ravonna Renslayer.
Okay, so I guess like the higher level people have for realsies names, and then I mean, I guess it makes sense to have like numerical alphanumerical designations for the field agents because they're basically the red shirts of the TVA.
Yeah. Well, it should be noted though that like the key hunter, like the one that caught Loki in episode one. She goes by the name of Hunter B-15. She's not really a red shirt, though. She's more like Captain Kirk in a way, just without the name.
I wouldn't say go as far as Captain Kirk, but yeah, she's like the enforcer. She's Tuvok. But yeah, no. So Loki goes, and Loki ends up going through all the files that they have and looking deep. You know, digging deep in the library, and he figures something out. Oh, first he actually gets to learn about Ragnarok and what happened to Asgard and which is doesn't like it, it hits him pretty hard. Like, this is actually my home and it's gone, but I also have a mission. And so, but he realizes something while looking at Ragnarok. Loki, our variant, is hiding inside apocalyptic events, where he can basically go in maybe like a couple days before and just like chill, get his shit together. And ultimately it doesn't matter because that area is going to be destroyed anyway. And as a result, Loki ruins Mobius's lovely salad by oversalting and peppering it and then pouring milk into it.
Sorry, Casey, on that one. Because Loki stole Casey's milk to prove
it. Ah, yes. And so Loki and Mobius decide to test this theory by going to Pompeii. For those that don't know their history, there was a big volcanic explosion in Pompeii that decimated everything around it.
We just don't recommend having you watch the Kit Harington, Keith or Sutherland movie because that's pretty bad. You never saw that movie?
No, I don't watch movies I know are going to suck.
Me and my buddies did. We did it for fun.
Anyway, I mean, sometimes I'll watch bad movies for funsies, but I don't pay money for it if I can help it.
We didn't pay money for it either.
Okay, it's good. Okay. Anyway, so basically Loki decides to mess with the people and he's like, and he talks to them in like the ancient Greek or whatever the language is. And he's like, hey, there's going to be this thing. This mountain is going to erupt and you're all going to die. You should run away and, you know, enjoy it while you can. And there's no variant energy detected. Meaning Loki or variant Loki can go into any apocalyptic event, do whatever they want without any consequences to the timeline or le secret timeline.
Because one way or the other, it doesn't matter because everyone's going to die anyways.
Yes. So we find a little bit more, find out a little bit more about Mobius, which is that he really likes jet skis. But he's never been on a jet ski, which kind of makes sense because, like, where do you get to try out jet skis in the TVA? They don't really look like they have a large recreation area. And they talk about the question of freedom and how the TVA is actually the only real freedom because they live outside of time, right? And they're like, well, what about the end of time? And Mobius is like, oh, that's a work in progress. And they have this talk about how no one is truly good or no one is truly bad. And that gives, but the entire thing with the apocalypse is gives Mobius an idea. So we go back to that kablooey gum. And based on where the gum was popular and like when it existed, they figure out that the gum is actually from Alabama 2050. And they find out that in Alabama 2050, there was, I guess, a big tornado or something, and a Roxxon grocery Walmart, Marvel's equivalent of Walmart, is basically destroyed and everybody inside dies. We sort of flash to the variant and we see that the variant is actually collecting missing chargers. These are the chargers that the TVA uses to destroy variant timelines and sort of disintegrate everything
and just kind of reset everything.
Yeah. I think they call them reset chargers. So we see that this Loki, as we've learned at the beginning of the episode, has the power to possess people. And there's still the question of who's the better Loki. And this variant Loki seems to be winning. And I told you at the beginning of the episode, when we recorded last episode, right, that the variant Loki is going to be a girl. And it is. We basically B-15 is they find her, right? And Loki goes after the variant. Loki makes variant an offer like, let's work together and take control of the TVA. And she's like, I'm not falling for this. Like, you're dumb. Basically she reveals herself. She takes the hood off and it's this blonde woman with the like Loki headband with the horns, and she sets the chargers and ends up going to a different time. Basically she sends the chargers through different little mini portals in time, so where they are is unclear And what they're going to do is, I'm guessing they're going to mess with the existing timeline.
And what we find out is, because it goes, as soon as this happens, they go back to the TVA, and a guy who looks like he was from WandaVision, but totally not the guy from WandaVision, essentially takes the phone from his colleague and goes, they're disrupting the secret timeline.
Sacred, not secret. Yeah, so the end of the episode is them basically, what Loki did is set off variations in the timeline. She's disturbing the sacred timeline. And then Loki go, but then the key moment here is Loki's given a choice, stay with the TVA or go with seemingly Lady Loki. And he goes with her.
But with hesitation.
With hesitation. And I think part of it is that Loki isn't sure where he belongs now because he's a variant, but he also wants to see what the other alleged Loki is up to. Now, the reason I say alleged Loki is because we don't really know for sure this is Loki. Like, at the beginning of the episode, they sort of scroll through different types of Loki, variant Lokis that we've seen. There's like an ogre looking Loki and like a different looking Loki, and sometimes it doesn't look like this Loki. But there are other possibilities. A friend of mine they pointed out that this could be like somebody like Angela, and that the comic is actually the comic that they're drawing inspiration from is Loki, Agent of Asgard, I believe. So if that's in mind, it might not actually be Loki. The variant could be actually the Enchantress. That was my first clue, my first thought, or it could be Angela, or it really could be Loki, or it could be a combination of a couple of different characters. Because we know Marvel sometimes does that. See Bucky Barnes.
And the furthest out there, according to IMDb, it is Sophia DiMartino who's playing Lady Loki, but is being billed as the variant. So just because she looks like a Lady Loki.
If it looks like Loki and it talks like Loki, that still doesn't mean it's a Loki, people.
We've seen Loki impersonate Odin
and Captain America. That was really funny. He's done it twice and it's great. Kudos first of all to like Chris Evans's acting for pretending to be Tom Hiddleston, pretending to be Loki, pretending to be his Chris Evans's Captain America. Hopefully you followed that, right?
Yeah, and Tom praised Chris for how well he did that too.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I want him to come back just to film like a 5-minute cameo of being Loki as Captain America. But yeah, the point is that so far these two episodes, like the same thing with WandaVision, right? Like the first two episodes of WandaVision were really interesting, but they were a little slow going, right? And that's okay.
Also had 10 episodes to it.
Yes. How many episodes does Loki get?
6.
Okay, yeah. So Loki is telling a...
And if I remember right, Falcon Winter Soldier was also 6 episodes, only 2.
Yes, but don't forget the difference. WandaVision episodes were only a half an hour long for the most part, give or take. Whereas these episodes are around 50 minutes. So it's basically the same amount of space. You just get kind of like a different divvying up of episodes into time frames. So I will say, just like I said with Captain America, they really use the time well. Nothing feels like it's just there for the sake of just like being there. So it'll be interesting to see where things go from here.
I one of the things I really liked about this episode was the chemistry character building that they did with Mobius and Loki.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at it, it's like Mobius is like, you know, I'm sticking my neck out for you, you know, put in the work. And, you know, Loki, you know, to his credit, is putting in that work to find the stuff out. And when he throws stuff at Mobius, you know, obviously Mobius is like hesitant, going like, I don't know. We'll see. And then, but like when Loki kind of shows him, especially when they go to Pompeii and they do the Pompeii thing, like Mobius is like, oh shit, you're telling me the truth. And it's like building that trust. And it's like, it's a very neat how this episode kind of really worked on building that dynamic even further between the two characters.
Yeah, Twitter also reminded me that this is actually not the first time Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston were in a movie together. They were previously in a movie called Midnight in Paris, which is like the only Woody Allen movie that didn't want to make me claw my eyes out. I'd hate Woody Allen as a director and as a human being.
At this point, everybody hates Woody Allen as a human being.
But Midnight in Paris was really funny. And it had a good story, even if the ending was a little choppy, in my opinion. But point being that in the film, Owen Wilson is the titular character who goes walking around Paris and ends up accidentally traveling through time. And Tom Hiddleston, if I remember correctly, actually plays F. Scott Fitzgerald. In a very Gatsby-esque kind of way, which is fitting and amazing, and I loved it. So it makes sense like the two actors that kind of worked together before would have really good chemistry, and it really shows here. And I wonder though if there is something that Mobius wants out of this that he's not letting on, because Loki is, as Mobius explained, he can read him like a book, and it's very, very easy to read book, right? Because Loki's not that complicated at the heart of it. Loki can help with this investigation, but I feel like there's something Mobius isn't telling us. But then again, that could just be my, over hyper, so focused brain of Marvel Easter egg shenanigans. And I'm just like, maybe it is as plain as it looks. Either that, or I'm just pulling a Loki and thinking that everybody has a hidden agenda.
Maybe.
Either way, time will tell. As to what occurs and where we will go from here. It would be really interesting. I hope we get the chance to explore some of these new variant timelines that the variant has unleashed. And we will see, because like this has to end with more than one timeline.
Oh, especially with what we know is coming up in the upcoming films in regards to like Spider-Man No Way Home and Doctor Strange 2, because we know those are both going to be messing with the timeline themselves. So.
Grant, and surprisingly enough, this is not the first time Spider-Man will hopefully meet other Spider-Men. Towards the end of Spider-Man, the animated series, he gets embroiled in Madame Web and cosmic shenanigans, and he actually ends up meeting a lot of alternative universe Peter Parkers, including Ben Reilly.
And don't forget Spider-Man Into the Verse.
Yeah, and there is that, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, yes. But and that's not even counting like the comic book shenanigans. So there's still a lot to see. There's still a lot we don't know. I just really, really, really hope this does not end with us getting Kid Loki, please. No Kid Loki. That I don't ask for much, just no Kid Loki, please.
I mean, it depends on how they end the series. Like the key word is season, because there's going to be a second season. This is the only one with a confirmed second season.
That's true.
Which also Elizabeth Olsen did confirm no second season of WandaVision.
Which, like, thanks, but we already knew that. Like, yeah. Nobody except annoyed people who didn't really understand the point of the show are asking for a second season, because you cannot have a second season. Vision is dead. It wouldn't be a WandaVision. Now, like I said, I think last episode, that doesn't mean that we can't have a season worth of content for Wanda.
Down the road.
Feige and the show's creators and literally everybody and their mother was saying, this is a miniseries. This is going to be the only season. Like, you can't.
It's a one-off.
Like, you cannot get upset that there's no second season when you were told repeatedly there is no second season. Yeah. But like I said, there is a possibility of maybe doing some kind of Wanda solo mini but we'll see what happens post Doctor Strange. I think post Doctor Strange, we're going to get a really good look into the direction the Marvel Universe is going.
Pretty much, yeah. That is going to be the indicator.
I still maintain I don't want Kid Loki. So that at least not like Okay, you can have Kid Loki, just keep him away from any Young Avengers related content, please and thank you. So with that, Michael, what's up with all those social media shenanigans you have?
Well, before we do that.
Oh no. You got something else?
We got news on Friday. We got news. So, first and foremost, in August, y'all can see us live in person.
Oh, that's right.
At Awesome Con, August 20th through 22nd. Because Ben Taylor and I, Awesome Mania 9, the pro wrestling fan panel, the longest running and the only panel to be at every Awesome Con, will be taking place. And the sister podcast to this, Voices from the Grid, has also been approved with a Power Ranger fan panel where Sasha, myself, Ben, and Brian torture ourselves for the sake of the fans. And when we say the fans, we mean the attendees of Awesome Con.
Enjoy our suffering. It will be entertaining. And obviously, come say hi to us. Let us know what you think of the show. Let me know if there's content you'd like me to comment on at any time.
Please note, we don't have dates and times yet or panel rooms for these. We will know this closer to Awesome Con itself. We just know that the panels have been approved. I'm going through the badge process and all that other fun stuff, so nobody else has to pull their hair out.
And also, Black Widow is coming out July 9th. That is still a thing. It hasn't been moved again. So I think we're safe now.
I think at the point where we're at now, with how things are moving, you know, because like as we were recording this last night, I was at my first ever sporting event since February of 2020. You know, I went to the Nationals game in DC. So it's like, you know, you can kind of see how things are moving, still slowly, but moving in that direction. I think I don't see movies getting pushed back anymore unless there's a legitimate production issue at this rate.
Yep. And speaking of that, since Black Widow is supposed to be released on Disney Plus Premier Access as well as theaters, please, 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 for the love of Kirby, go see it in theaters. Do not pay $30 to Disney Plus's Premier Access.
It's not worth
please.
It.
Please. Unless you have like your own freaking White House style movie theater in your basement, it ain't worth it. So go see it in theaters.
So yeah. So going back to your original question before I said no, we have stuff to announce. You know,
I could have announced it next week. It wouldn't have made that big of a difference, but all right.
But we just got the news. The news as you get the news.
You don't always have to announce news as soon as you get the news. Sometimes you just got to figure stuff out. Then like when it's all official and like you have a date and time, then you can announce it.
Yeah, that's when we do the second announcement. Say, hey guys, remember when we announced this a while back?
Person. He's just so excited. But anyways. No, seriously, you will have to check out our ridiculous shenanigans and Voices from the Grid, because if you think this is entertaining, see what happens when there's four of us, right? Of which I am the only girl and the youngest, hilariously enough. But yeah, no, seriously, come check us out. It's going to be a lot of fun and we are all insane, but you will be entertained.
Yeah. And then if you're a wrestling fan at the same time, you can see Ben and I do the wrestling panel and you could just see us completely arguing with the audience. That's just what we do for like 90 minutes. We just argue with people. It's fun. It's great. Sasha won't be in the panel. She's gonna be like,
no. I don't do wrestling. I'm pop culture and comic books.
It's okay. But anyways, you can find me on the social medias on Twitter at thelinbomb75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, Twitch doing the gaming thing at twitch.tv/themichaelx75, and everything's on the website at txhthockey.com, and for the show's specific /nerdy-notions.
Can find my lovely self over on Twitter at Geeky Kaplan. That's Kaplan with a K, after the greatest superhero in the Marvel Universe, Billy Kaplan. You can find me on Tumblr. That is the best place to find me because that is where all of my musings about ridiculous things are. That is geekgirl101.tumblr.com. And occasionally, when I have the strength to write and my hands are not killing me, you can read full-length comic book reviews that are like literally panel-by-panel commentary over on geekycaptainwrites.wordpress.com. So catch us next week as we deal further into this whole variant business with Loki Episode 3.